Jim, often we hear reports from the group that you work with, the Kentucky Consensus Forecasting Group. We get sort of a statement as news from time to time, but I really have no idea of the composition of that group or the actual work of that group.
Well, I'm new to the group, so I was just appointed this summer. And so I'm getting a feel for the composition and the work of the group as well. But I have attended two meetings so far in August. The group consists of seven economists from across the Commonwealth. Five of those are associated with universities. And then we have a representative of the Federal Reserve Bank, the Louisville branch. And as well, we have a business executive from Louisville Gas and Electric, vice president of that organization. And the purpose of the group really is to provide information to both the governor and the state legislature when it comes to developing a budget for the state. The information that we provide is a forecast of what the revenues will be in a two-year period. So as the governor prepares his budget for the state legislature to take a look at and review, and as the state legislature ends up developing their version of the biennium budget, they're constrained by how much they're going to spend or plan to spend over those 2 years by the forecast for the revenue, the tax revenues, that this consensus forecasting group puts together. So by statute, they can't spend more than is forecasted for that two-year period in terms of tax revenues. So our job is to work with the Governor's Office of Economic Analysis, and there is a staff of very highly trained and professional economists there, as well as the Legislative Research Commission, which is the leadership of the House and the Senate in Kentucky, and they have a staff of highly trained economists. Those economists work and develop very detailed forecasts for the national economy, the state economy, and based upon that, revenues projected for both the general fund and the road fund. We review that work, we critique that work, we ask for additional work to be done, we make suggestions for revisions of those forecasts, and that process takes place every 2 years leading up to the convening of the state legislature to tackle that budget issue.
Tell me what kind of data you're going to look at.
Sure. What we did in August, and basically we meet three times or three sets of meetings, and each set we meet twice, spaced apart by about a week. So in August, we took a look at the four-year forecast for the national economy, the state economy, and state revenues. And that's what's called a planning forecast. That's a very long-range forecast when it comes to economic forecasting. And pretty much once you get beyond 1 or 2 years, you're kind of crossing your fingers and saying, we think it's going to continue the way we thought it would in the first year or two. But what we look at, first of all, is a forecast that's prepared by a very highly reputed national forecasting firm, which is called Global Insight. That's purchased by the Governor's Office of Economic Analysis. They use that to then scale in where does the Commonwealth of Kentucky's economy fit into the national economy. So if the national economy is going to operate in the way forecasted by Global Insight, there's a very detailed model that they use to determine or forecast where they believe the economy of Kentucky is going to go over that same time period. So we're reviewing forecasts about interest rates, inflation, gross domestic product, employment, personal income, all those indicators of economic performance at the national and the state level. Then based upon those forecasts, we look at the structure of tax policy in Kentucky, that is sales taxes, income tax, a variety of other taxes that the revenues go into the general fund. And then as well, we look at a variety of taxes that go into the road fund. And the two biggest of those is what's called the usage tax, which is the tax you pay when you buy a new car, and then the tax on gasoline. But there are also several other smaller taxes that go into the road fund as well. So road fund revenues are targeted for highway. The general fund is what goes into all the other expenditures of the state, including all the education expenditures and higher education, which obviously is of primary concern to public universities across the state.
What is the forecast by this forecasting group for a tax overhaul in the Commonwealth?
Okay. We, and you're going to be disappointed in this, Kate, we explicitly, our charge is explicitly to forecast the revenues based upon current policy. So we're not really a policy analysis group or a policy recommending group. Our job is to provide information to the policymakers, given the tax policy that is in place, what do we believe is the revenue picture look like for the upcoming biennium? Now, we incorporate any known tax policy changes into that forecast. So things that have already been passed by the state legislature and signed by the governor, we know those are coming up, but we don't end up making recommendations about how things should change in order to maximize tax revenue or redistribute the burden of the tax revenues. So our job is limited in scope, and that was made very clear to me during my first set of meetings, that we're not to be commenting on whether we should expand our sales tax to internet purchases or whatever it might be, because we're losing out on those revenues. That's not our group's charge. Our charge is to say, given we have an expansion of internet purchases and we're not necessarily capturing sales tax revenues on all those internet purchases, just as an example, here's our forecast for sales tax revenue for the next 2 years.
But in fact, changing the tax structure in a state is one of those variables that could wreak havoc on a long-range plan.
Absolutely. And normally when those changes are implemented, the legislature and the governor, there's a lag period before they take effect. So if the state legislature and the governor said, we're going to overhaul our income tax policy and it's going to take effect in the calendar year of 2014, that clearly would make a big difference on our forecasts. Now, while we do meet those three sets of meetings, two times each, twice in August, twice in October, and twice in December, the governor can recall us back to reevaluate our forecasts at any time. So we regularly meet during that fall before the even year biennium budgets are put together. But if things change, if something completely unforeseen comes up, whether it's internal to the Commonwealth or external to the whole national economy that says we must reevaluate our forecasts, he can reconvene us to reevaluate our forecasts.
And I think it might be interesting to peg the interrelatedness of world events to Commonwealth forecasting.
Absolutely. And The performance of the economy in Kentucky is clearly tied to world events in several ways. One is the performance of Kentucky is tied to the performance of the national economy, which is tied to the international economy, whether it be energy prices, whether it be political upheaval, whether it be problems in Europe in terms of economic performance and weak demand for our exports to Europe. All of those end up influencing the national economy, and then that has an effect on the performance of Kentucky's economy. But let me also tell you, and it might be surprising to you, that exports from Kentucky to the rest of the world are playing an increasing role in the performance of Kentucky. They are growing. As a matter of fact, growth in exports from Kentucky to the rest of the world, we are the second fastest state growing export state in the country in terms of growth of our exports. So they are significant and they're growing really quite quickly. And so when Europe has troubles, when Canada has troubles, then in an economic sense, then that actually has is going to have an increasingly large repercussion for the performance in Kentucky. You're absolutely dead on track that when we do our forecasts, we don't put our national blinders on. We take a look at the world. And I think, honestly, that was probably one reason I was asked to serve on it, because international economics is really, that's one of my areas of specialty, whereas forecasting, econometrics, macroeconomics, and public finance and tax policy, those really aren't my areas of specialty. So when I was a little bit surprised that I was asked to serve with the group, because in interviewing with the Governor's Office of Economic Analysis and the State Budget Director, I let them know up front that this is a new field for me. This is a new area. I'm going to be branching and learning a lot of things that I haven't necessarily studied or worked with before. But they were not dissuaded by that, and I ended up with the group.
Well, I imagine that your peers fill in those expertise gaps. So you were picked because of your specialty. Are you the first Murray State University representative on this body?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. They found us here in our corner of the Commonwealth. But yes, the group's been formally in existence since 1994. It was formed by statute in the Commonwealth. And I'm the first person from Murray State. And in the group does fill in the other the consensus forecasting group. Clearly, they have expertise. We still have two members that have been on there since the beginning, since it was formed, including our newly elected chair, Frank O'Connor. But my plan as well is I recognize my limitations and lack of experience, but we have other folks here at Murray State that can also help fill in with that. So I fully intend on tapping into the expertise of our macroeconomists and our forecasters and econometricians and our people who know more about public finance and tax policy than I do. And my plan is to convene them on a regular basis before I make the trips up to Frankfurt. So they can channel their expertise through me and I can bring it up to Frankfurt. So not only will it be Jim McCoy up there in Frankfurt, but the Department of Economics and Finance will be represented.
I'm thinking about all these brains kind of working on the public good.
But that's the idea. I mean, it really is. That's the motivation for it. It's a service appointment, and we're going to get in there and do the best we can.